翻到哈该书，旧约的哈该书。
Please turn to the book of Haggai in the Old Testament.
Haggai 书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
第七节
，verse 7。
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
And I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说：银子是我的，金子也是我的。
The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts.
这殿后来的荣耀比大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts.
我们再来看撒迦利亚书。
Please turn the book of Zechariah.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10. For who has despised the day of small things?
第六节。
Verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
Then he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying,Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
大山呢，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说：愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We'll stop here for now.
刚才我们读到一个人名叫做所罗巴伯。
Earlier we read the name called Zerubbabel.
我们知道说，在圣经里面告诉我们，以色列人有一度被掳到巴比伦去。
We know in the scripture there was a time when the Jewish people was taken to Babylon.
结果七十年以后，他们回来了。
And after 70 years, they returned.
当初是几百万人离开，但现在回来的人不到五万。
Millions were taken exile, but only about 50,000 returned.
那这五万人的领袖之一就是所罗巴伯。
And one of the leaders of this group of people was Zerubbabel.
他们这些人回到耶路撒冷。
And this group of people returned to Jerusalem.
他们试着要在圣殿原来的根基上，不光是重建了祭坛。
And they attempted to go back to the original foundation of temple to rebuild the altar.
后来从废墟里面也把圣殿重新把它建立起来。
And slowly from the rubbles of the ruined city, they rebuilt the temple.
这是以色列人的故事。
That was the story of the Jews.
这是以色列人的历史。
And that was their history.
但是我们说过，在旧约里面，这些历史和故事不过是一些图画。
We've mentioned before that these history and these stories were pictures for us.
所以以色列人的故事实在说来就是未来教会的故事。
This story is really pointing to the future history of the church.
所以我们看见在教会历史里面，教会曾经有一度被掳到巴比伦去。
And looking back at the church history, we find that the church was taken to Babylon.
那么在十六世纪的时候。
And in the 16th century,
神就借着马丁路德，借着加尔文，然后借着慈惠利这些弟兄们，的确把神的儿女从巴比伦带回到耶路撒冷。
Through individuals such as Martin Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli, God bring the children of God back to Jerusalem.
他们让我们明白了因信称义的真理。
They help us to understand the truth of justification by faith.
就好像所罗巴伯他们重建他们这个第一个恢复的就是祭坛。
And just like how Zerubbabel and the people rebuilt the altar.
因为祭坛在旧约里面乃是预表十字架。
The altar in the Old Testament typifies the cross.
所以现在根据因着十字架的救恩，我们这些人只要相信，我们就蒙恩得救了。
And because of the redemptive work on the cross of our Lord, we are saved.
他们也给了我们一派公开的圣经。
They also bring us an open Bible.
本来在教会历史在黑暗的时期，圣经是用链子链起来的。
There was a time in the darkest age of the church, the Bible was chained up.
那现在因着这个缘故，我们就能够明白神的旨意。
Now having an open Bible, we can understand God's will.
但是他神也借着他们。
Now God used them.
能让我们带能回到教会当初的纯洁。
To bring us back to the simplicity and purity of the church.
因为在教会黑暗的时候。
Because when the church was in darkness.
我们发现教会犹太教化了。
We find that the church was Judaized.
犹太教里面有祭司。
There were Levitical priests in Judaism.
结果教会里面也有祭司。
Then you find the priests also in the church.
犹太教的祭司他们拿着祭物在祭坛上献上。
The Levitical priests would bring sacrifices and bring them to the altar.
结果教会的祭司他们就拿着饼和杯，他们就把主的桌子就变成祭坛了。
Then you also find the priests in the church taking the bread and the cup and taking them to the altar.
所以他们所在的地方就变成圣殿。
And the place that they worship becomes the temple.
那旧约有圣殿，结果到了教会时期，黑暗时期就有了所谓大的教堂。
And in the Old Testament, there were the temples. Then in the dark time of the church, you find cathedrals.
所以我们看见教会犹太教化。
So you find the church Judaized.
那不止如此，教会也世界化了。
Furthermore, you find the church become worldly.
主说外邦人有君王有大臣管理他们。
The Lord Jesus said that the Gentiles had kings and rulers, great men over them.
从第四世纪开始。
Lorded over them, but in the 14th century,
不只是罗马帝国有宝座，罗马教会也有宝座。
Not only the Roman Empire had the throne, but the Roman Church also had the throne.
罗马帝国有个皇帝坐在宝座上，然后下面他有诸侯有大臣。
And there's a Roman Emperor and great men rulers rule the empire.
结果在世界怎样，在教会也是怎样。
Then, however it was in the world, you find them also in the church.
所以我们看见教会的确是世界化。
And you find that the church had become worldly.
所以我们知道说，这个马丁路德这些弟兄们是把我们从巴比伦带回到了耶路撒冷。
So we see how brothers like Martin Luther bring us back from Babylon to Jerusalem.
他们的工作可以说从来没有过的。
And their work was new.
这的确给教会带来个大的复兴。
It brought a great revival to the church.
这个是没有办法数算，这个结果是无法可以计算。
And the result or the accomplishment was immeasurable.
但是他们的工作是圣灵开始的工作。
But you have to remember their work was the beginning of the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵初步的工作。
It was the beginning of the Holy Spirit's work.
因为圣灵还要往前去。
Because the Holy Spirit was to move forward.
他们已经在教会在教会历史上已经有非常重大的贡献。
And they have made great contribution in church history.
但是到底他们不完全。
But in the end, we find they were not perfect.
所以你看见圣灵要继续的往前去。
And hence, the Holy Spirit wants to move forward.
所以自从马丁路德改教，就是改革以后，大概100年的左右。
About 100 years after the Reformation.
不错，现在教会认识神的救恩。
Now the church understands salvation.
大家不再买赎罪券，大家都知道说今天就相信，我们就蒙恩得救了。
The church no longer buys indulgences. Now they know they were justified by faith.
现在神的儿女们知道说每一个人都是祭司。
And now every child of God know that they are a priest.
在神与我们中间没有一个居间。
And that there are no clerical class between God and man.
我们靠着主耶稣的宝血，我们都能来到主的面前。
By the blood of Christ, we can all approach God.
所以你看见旧的教会，原则来说，不再是犹太化，不再是世界化。
And hence, in principle, you find that the church is no longer Judaized and no longer worldly.
但是经过100年的实验以后
，However, after a testing time of 100 years.
你就看见说，这弟兄们当初所看见的和后来所实行的有一段很大的差距。
you discover that there's a great distance between what this great man saw and what was practiced.
所以经过一百年以后，可以说教会的属灵的光景低落到不能够再低落。
And you find that 100 years later, the spiritual condition of the church was at the lowest point.
所以那个时候复兴的火焰，好像蜡烛的火焰已经奄奄一息，也很快的好像就要被吹灭了。
You find that the fire of Reformation or revival was about to go out.
真理是比从前更清楚了。
It was true, they had clarity on truth.
神兴起了好多在真理上有亮光的弟兄们。
And God raised up many who understood biblical truth.
我们为着他们，我们要感谢主。
And we want to thank the Lord for them.
但是问题在这里，教会里面好像只有真理。
However, the problem was there was only truth in the Bible.
神的话好像只是真理。
And God's word is only truth.
不错，神的话是真理。
That is true.
但是我们知道神的话不只是真理
But we know it is not merely truth
也是生命
But it is also life
也是道路
It is also a way
所以我们要记得今天如果神的话充满他的教会的话
And hence if God's word is to fill his church
不只叫人遇见真理
Not only we will encounter truth
也叫人遇见生命
We will also touch life
而且也能找到一条的道路
And we will also find the way
所以我们可以说在改革以后一百年之内
And therefore within 100 years after the Reformation
你看真理的亮光的的确确是好像从天上倾倒下来一样
And you find that indeed the light of the truth was poured out from heaven.
但在这里很自然地给神的儿女一个错觉。
However, it gave a sense of a wrong security to God's children.
In 他们的感觉里面，好像神的话只有真理。
And they were misled to think that God's word is only truth.
所以因着这个缘故，好像这个结果，你看见那个神恢复的工作到了个瓶颈的地步。
And hence you find that God's work of recovery stopped.
好像他们不能再往前去。
As if they were unable to move forward anymore.
就好像当初所罗巴伯他们回来以后。
Just like Zerubbabel and the people when they came back.
他们受到一些困难，然后圣经告诉我们说，那个圣殿的这个建造圣殿的工就开始停，就停工了。
And they encountered certain problems and they stopped the work of rebuilding the temple.
我们知道在所罗巴伯的时候是如此，在马丁路的时候他们的情形也是如此。
And we find that how that happened in the time of Zerubbabel, the same happened in the time of after Martin
Luther. 所以圣经告诉我们说，后来神就兴起了两个先知。
And hence later, scripture tells us that two prophets were raised up by the Lord.
一个老年人名字叫哈该。
One was an elderly man named Haggai.
一个少年他名叫撒加利亚。
The other was a young man named Zechariah.
结果神就借着这两个先知说话了。
And through these two men, God spoke to his people.
那因着先知所说的话。
And because of their words.
现在你看见后来他们又起来同心协力的。建造圣殿
and the people was encouraged to work together again to rebuild the temple.
所以最后没有多久以后，他们果然是完工了
and shortly afterwards, they completed the work of rebuilding.
弟兄姊妹，哈该跟撒加利亚到底说了什么话？
Now, what kind of words did Haggai and Zechariah say?
什么样的话能够鼓励他们？
What kind of word would encourage the people?
那弟兄姊妹，如果你仔细地读哈该书跟撒加利亚书。
And if you read carefully these two books,
这两卷书说了许多的话。
There are many words spoken in these two books.
但是我们要问，为什么撒加利亚说这些话？为什么哈该说这些话？
We want to ask, why would Haggai and Zechariah say these words?
现在圣灵必须借着这些话，能够带这些回来的人，他们能再往前走一步。
Because the Holy Spirit was using these words to bring the people go forward.
然后圣灵在他们身上可以继续的写历史。
So that the Holy Spirit can continue that part of the history.
刚开始的有一些困难。
Indeed, they encountered problems.
好像神的话只有真理。
Resistant, as if God's word was only truth.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要看见说，当一个人，你看见真理的确是能力。
You do find power in the truth.
你知道说真理是透过我们的心思的。
You see, truth has to come through our mind.
所以真理需要经过我们的心思，它才能完全的吸收的。
And truth can only be absorbed through the mind.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是不是告诉我们说神的话就是这么多了呢？
But does it mean that that's where God's word would end up?
所以现在你看见撒加利亚说，就撒加利亚话说，他就只是所罗巴伯。
And so you see how Zechariah would say to Zerubbabel.
你看见所罗巴伯遇见难处了。
Because Zerubbabel encountered resistance.
他碰到瓶颈了。
And he stopped.
他不能够再往前去。
He could not move forward.
他们好不容易回到耶路撒冷。
And with great difficulty, they returned to Jerusalem.
这个复兴的火焰终于燃点了。
And the revival fire was lit.
但是没有多久，好像那火要慢慢的熄灭。
But after a while, that fire was about to go out.
所以这里有一些话需要对所罗巴伯说的。
And so there are words that need to be spoken to Zerubbabel.
需要勉励这些人。
To encourage them.
所以你看神的话，万军这些话怎么说呢？
And what did the Lord of hosts say to him?
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not by might nor by power.
你看许多人有学问。
You see, many are educated.
许多人明白真理。
Many understood the truth.
像威克利夫。
Like Wycliffe.
他是牛津大学的教授。
He was a professor at Oxford.
像马丁路德。
Like Martin Luther.
你看见他是在德国大学里面的教授。
And he was a professor in a German university.
你看加尔文。
Look at Calvin.
我们知道说没有人比加尔文更注意教育的。
And no one pays more attention to education than Calvin.
今天世界注意教育和加尔文有很大的关系。
And today we pay much attention to education because of Calvin.
约翰胡斯。
John Huss
也是大学的校长。
Again, he was a professor.
你看见神的确兴起这一班人。
So God raised up this group of people.
那么神得着他们，拣选他们。
And God chose them.
神不只给他们启示。
Not only God gave them revelation.
神也扩充他们的一个器皿。
God filled the vessel.
叫他们不只能够接受启示。
So that not only can they receive revelation.
他们也能把启示能很有系统的把它发表出来。
They can also systematically present. The revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
So we thank God.
你看见神的确兴起这些人。
Because indeed He raised the people.
像当初兴起保罗一样。
Just like He raised up the apostle Paul.
像当初兴起摩西一样。
Just like He raised up Moses.
摩西曾经接触了那个时候最高的文化。
You see, Moses touched the greatest civilization of his time.
而保罗也接触那个时候最高的文化。
And so did the apostle Paul.
所以讲到启示的时候
，and hence concerning revelation，
神需要得着一个大的器皿。
You see that God wants to obtain a great vessel，
才能够把神的旨意能够说得清楚，讲得明白。
So that He can contain God's revelation and be clear on it。
所以这些都感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
So we thank God for all of this。
不止这些人。
Furthermore，
你看见这一百年最少有一百人被主兴，这样大的器皿被主兴起。
In that 100 years, you find that God raised up over 100 people。
但如果有这么多亮光，有这么多启示的话
，And if there was so much light and so much revelation，
为什么教会那么软弱呢
？How come the church was so weak？
如果有启示有真理的话
，If you have revelation and have the truth，
弟兄姊妹，问题在这里。
So that's where the problem lies。
现在圣神的话的确是真理。
Now God's word is truth.
神的真理像一个伟大的宇宙一样。
And God's truth is like the great universe.
背后代表无限的智慧。
And there is infinite wisdom behind that word.
神的话本身当然就是个学问。
And hence God's word is a knowledge.
但是问题，难道神的话只是学问吗？
But is that all there is about God's word?
如果这样的话，我们今天只要神学院就可以，我们不需要教会了。
Because if that's the case, all we need is a degree. We don't need church.
我们需要教会就可以，我们不需要摇篮了。
And we may need the church, but we don't need a cradle.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见说，当教会要往前去的时候
，So you see, as the church was to move forward,
我们需要真理。
We need the truth.
如果没有这些真理，我们仍旧落在黑暗里面。
Without the truth, we were still in darkness.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
圣灵要提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit wants to remind us.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not by might, nor by power.
下面神的话怎么说呢？
What did God say after this?
乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
But by my spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
真理的的确确是神的话。
Truth is God's word.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
这个真理乃是在灵的这个土壤里面要开花结果的。
But it is under the nourishment of the Holy Spirit can it bring forth fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？教会的生命乃是圣灵。
And hence the life of the church is the Holy Spirit.
所以如果是圣灵才能成事的话
，And if It was only by the Holy Spirit can we do anything.
那神的话不能只是真理。
Then God's word cannot be merely truth.
神的话也是生命。
God's word must be life.
神的话也是道路。
God's word must show the way.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Hence, brothers,
现在你明白第十六世纪那一百年。
Hence, we understand the 100 years leading to the 16th century.
神的确恢复了真理。
God restored the truth.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
这是神话语里面的一部分。
That is a part of the word of God.
是很重要的一部分。
It's an important part.
是根基的一部分。
It is a foundational part.
但是你要在上面盖房子了。
But on top of that, you need to build.
当你盖房子的时候，
And when you begin to build,
你才发现说神的话也是生命，也是我们的道路。
You discover that His word is life and way.
所以弟兄姊妹很稀奇的。
And so it's amazing.
这是撒迦利亚对所罗巴伯所说的话。
That was the word from Zechariah to Zerubbabel.
那神借着哈该所说的话是什么呢？
Now what did the Lord say through Haggai?
神要有一天，神不光要震动天，他也要震动地。
One day God will shake the heavens and the earth.
让万国所羡慕的都要来到。
Then all the nations, they will come.
然后这殿后来的荣耀要比先前更大。
And that the latter glory of God's house will be greater than the first.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当这些所罗巴伯他们回来的时候，
So when Zerubbabel and the people came back,
他们是满腔热血的。
Now they were filled with enthusiasm.
许多人留在巴比伦，他们居然回来了。
Many people were in Babylon, but these few returned.
他们为着神的旨意，什么代价都愿意付。
They were willing to pay any price for God's will.
所以你看看，他们可以说是满腔热血回到耶路撒冷。
And hence you can see the enthusiasm within them.
很自然的，他们献上他们所有的。
And naturally they gave their all to the Lord.
他们忘记了一件事。
But they forgot one thing.
神恢复的工作只有神自己可以做。
The work of recovery can only be done through God.
不错，这些人是回来了。
It is true they returned.
但是如果将来圣殿真的被完工的话，
But if the temple was to be finished,
神不光要震动天，他也要震动地。
God not only was to shake the heaven, but also to shake the earth.
你看，这是神的工作。
That was the work of God.
神能震动天，神也能震动地。
God can shake the heavens and the earth.
等到神震动天、震动地的时候，
And when He does that,
万国所羡慕的就来到了。
The adoration of the nations,
the desire
of the nations will come.
谁是万国所羡慕的呢？
Who is He that is desired by all the nations?
那就是指着我们的主耶稣基督来说。
That is pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以等到基督充满他的圣殿的时候，
And hence when Christ will come to His temple,
这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory of God's house will be greater than the former.
这些人一直怀念所罗门时候的圣殿。
You see, this group of people, they long for the glory of Solomon.
他们都看见过所罗门的圣殿。
Some of them saw the temple of Solomon.
但是神的话安慰他们。
But God's word comforted them.
这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
神永远把我们一直带着我们往前去。
God take a hand to move us forward, lead us forward.
所以结果他们因着先知哈该和撒迦利亚的话，他们就起来了。
And through the word of Haggai and Zechariah, they rose up.
所以神又借着他们写了一段历史。
And through them, God continued that part of history.
所以主以斯拉记一直从第一章就写到第九章。
And you have Ezra from chapter 1 to chapter 7.
在教会历史里面，神做同样的工作。
Now God did the same thing in the church.
你看见马丁路德这一般的弟兄们。
You see group of brothers like Martin Luther.
我们为着他们，我们要永远感谢我们。
And we eternally thank God for them.
教会实在欠他们太多了。
Because we owe them such a great deal.
但是不要忘记弟兄们。
But don't forget.
不管如何。
No matter what.
不管人有多少的学问。
No matter how educated they were.
不管人的器皿有多大。
No matter how gifted they were.
但是最终神的话说，不是凭着势力，不是凭着才能，乃是凭着神的灵方能够成事。
But God's word says not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
所以现在神要带着他教会继续往前去。
Now the Lord was to lead the church forward.
所以教会的历史就从第十六世纪慢慢的就走向第十七世纪。
And hence the church moved forward from 16th century to 17th century.
然后一直到十八世纪。
Until we come to the 18th century.
那么当圣灵这样做的时候
，Now when Holy Spirit was doing that,
你看见圣灵好像在教会里面兴起了哈该，也兴起了撒加利亚。
And you find that it was as if the Holy Spirit raised up people like Haggai and Zechariah in the church.
感谢主。
We thank God.
结果你看见当初马丁路德所希望做到的所做的梦，结果做借着这一班人终于达到了。
And you discover that the dream that Martin Luther had was accomplished through this group of people.
等一等，我们要看见马丁路德和加尔文他们的梦是怎么慢慢实现的。
And we'll see later how that dream was slowly accomplished.
等到这些梦实现的时候
，And when it was accomplished,
那就等于告诉我们《以斯拉记》从第一章一直写到第七章。
And that tells us that the history in Nehemiah was written from chapter
1 to 7. 结果你看见圣殿果然是重建了。
And you find that the temple was rebuilt.
所以到了十七世纪、十八世纪，你看神的同在的确被带回到教会里面。
And you find God's presence was brought back to the church in 17th and 18th century.
弟兄姊妹，神的许多的真理只叫我们的头脑越来越大。
The truth would enlarge our head.
但是我们看见，如果神的灵工作的话
，But if the Holy Spirit is at work,
叫人看见、叫人碰见的乃是神的同在。
What people will come into contact with is the presence of the Lord.
所以现在我们就来看。这后面这一段的故事。
So let's begin looking at this part of history.
但是在我们往前看以前
，But before we do that，
我们需要再打一点的底子。
Let us build a little more foundation.
我们知道今天早晨我们都一同在这里擘饼纪念主。
Now this morning, we remember the Lord at His table.
在教会聚会里面最重要的聚会乃是擘饼的聚会。
Among all the meetings of the church, the Lord's table is the most important.
因为所有的聚会都是。我们有所得着
，because most all the other meetings are for our edification.
如果是听到，我们得着供应。
For example, when we listen to sermons, it was for our edification.
如果查经，我们就明白了神的话。
When we study the scripture, we have understanding of God's word.
如果祷告聚会，我们把我们需要告诉我们的。
In prayer meeting, we make our needs known to Him.
但是只有擘饼的聚会。
But it was at the Lord's table.
这个聚会不止我们得着一些。
Not only do we receive from the Lord,
更重要的，这是唯一的聚会能叫主的心能完全得着满足。
But this is the meeting, the only one that can satisfy.
因为主说，你们如此行是为的纪念我。
Because the Lord said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们知道说，其实主是借着。要我们纪念他。
In fact, it is through our remembering the Lord,
我们能一再的来到他桌子的跟前。
That we can come and have access to him.
当我们在主的桌子面前像橄榄摘子一样的时候。
And as we come, like the olives.
橄榄摘子。
Oh.
橄榄摘子。
Like olive stems,
shoots
around the table.
那么在这种情形底下，你看，叫神的心能够完全得着满足。
And in that condition, God's heart is satisfied.
所以在主的桌子那里，你看见有饼也有杯。
And at on the table, you see the bread and the cup.
现在我们看见这个饼，现在看见这个杯，我们好像感觉不是很深。
And for us, we are not very impressed with that.
因为我们觉得是很自然的，很当然的。
Because we take it for granted.
但如果你我懂得教会的，你明白教会的历史。
But if we know church history,
我们讲过一句话：当一个人失去自由的时候，他会觉得自由非常的可贵。
We mentioned that a person will value freedom when he had once lost.
有的人为着自由，他们愿意抛热血，他们愿意舍他们的生命。
And there are people who are willing to give their lives for freedom.
自由真的有那么重要吗
？Is freedom so important?
同样的，弟兄姊妹。
Similarly,
今天我们每次来到主的桌子面前。
Today, as we come to the Lord's table,
我们看见这里有饼，这里也有杯。
You see that there is bread and the cup.
我们知道这是指着爱的标记来说的。
This is a symbol of love.
主说你们如此行，为的是纪念我。
The Lord said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
所以弟兄姊妹感谢主。
So we thank him.
你看见我们每次来到主的桌子面前。
Because every time when we come to his table,
我们再一次温习爱的故事。
We reveal the story of love.
所以没有一个聚会比薄饼聚会更宝贵、更甜美。
No meeting is as important and precious to us than the Lord's table.
尤其如果我们知道。
Especially when we realize.
当教会进到黑暗的时候。
That when the church was in the age of darkness.
为着这个饼和这个杯。
For that bread and for that cup.
如果你知道有多少人，他们所付上的代价，原来是他们的血，是他们的命。
If you realize that the price many paid to have them was their own blood.
今天我们剥饼和喝杯好像是非常容易的。
Today we take the bread and the cup for granted.
但在教会黑暗的时候，并不是那么容易。
But in the church dark age, it was not easy.
因为在教会黑暗的时候，人只知道望弥撒。
Because during that time, men only knew about mass.
所谓望弥撒就是来到神父的面前，然后神父要带领大家领圣餐。
And the point about mass was people come to the priests and they would minister the communion.
然后我们看这里有个祭司。
And you find that there was a priest.
他站在祭坛的旁边。
And he stand beside the altar.
那个祭坛原来就是主的桌子，本来是主的桌子。
You see, that altar was supposed to be the Lord's table.
所以在当他们祝福这个饼和杯的时候。
And at the moment when they bless the bread and the cup.
他们就会告诉所有神的儿女说。
They would tell the children of God.
当他们祝福这个饼的时候。
That when they bless the bread.
这个饼那个时候就变成基督的身体。
At that moment.The bread would transubstantiate into the flesh of Christ.
那个杯就变成了基督的宝血。
And that cup would turn into the blood of Christ.
所以当他们领圣餐的时候，他们一定要跪着来领。
And hence they have to kneel down to receive communion.
因为现在你是来到了基督的身体和基督的血面前。
Because you have the actual flesh and blood of Christ.
这个是因为在教会黑暗的时候，你看见神认人根本不认识神的话，才有这些误解。
And they had this misunderstanding because they didn't understand God's word.
但是现在不是问神怎么说。
But now it's not a question because at that time it was not a question of what God said.
现在不是基督怎么说。
It's not a question of what Christ said.
不是教会的源头怎么说，元首怎么说。
And it's not what the head of church would say.
现在你看见那个时候不光是基督说话，你看见元首也是身体也说话。
You find that at that time not only the head spoke, but the body was speaking.
本来在教会里面只有基督说话，只有头说话。
In the church, only the head ought to speak.
你看见你只听见头在那里说话，你没有看见身体说话。
You are only hear from the head.
所以你看见吗？主把我们的口放在我们的头上。
That's why our mouth is located on the head.
你看见全身说话的是头在那里说话。
You see that it is the mouth that speaks.
教会是没有话的。
The church has no teaching of its own.
教会说的话都是头说的话。
The words of the church ought to be from the head of the church.
都是元首说的话。
Ought to be from Christ.
结果到那个时候，教会起来说话了。
But at that time, the church had her own teaching.
刚才我们所说的就是教会说话的一部分。
And that was part of what the church spoke at that time.
等到神父在那里，等到主持弥撒的人，当他们祝福饼和杯的时候。
And when the minister blessed the bread and the cup, the priest.
结果我们知道说那个饼就变真的基督的身体，血就变成基督的血。
The bread really become the flesh, and the cup really become the blood.
那因着这个缘故，他们非常的小心。
And for this reason, they were very careful.
所以后来他们有一个结论。
And later they concluded,
就是既然这个杯里面的杯里面的居然变成了基督的血。
Now since the cup now contained the blood of Christ.
那么基督的血不能够随便滴在地上。
Now we cannot spill the blood.
那因为一般的平信徒是很粗心的，他们很容易不小心就把血滴在地上。
Because the lay believers are careless, they could easily spill the blood.
所以后来教会又说话了。
And the church will say further.
那现在教会说，只有这个主领弥撒的人，他们可以喝那个杯。
Only the ministering priests can partake of the cup.
所以一般的平圣徒不能喝那个杯的。
The lay Christians could not take part.
这就是教会到了十二、十三世纪的时候，慢慢的，不光教训产生了，慢慢他们也开在那里实行。
And that's what took place in the 12th and 13th century.
大概是在马丁路德起来以前一百年。
It's about 100 years before Martin Luther.
我们知道在欧洲的中部，中欧的地方，有一个地方叫波西米亚。
There's a place called Bohemia in Central Europe.
我们知道所谓的波西米亚就是今天的捷克。
We know that's the Czech Republic of today.
那么捷克有一个很有名的首都叫做布拉格。
Now the capital of Czechoslovakia was Prague.
我们知道布拉格的春天是非常有名的。
And we know the springtime of Prague is very famous.
有一本书，有一本书叫做《布拉格的春天》，那是讲到后来这个布拉格所发最近所发生的事。
There's a book called Spring of Prague, very famous.
所以我们知道说这个布拉格的的确确是中欧最美丽的一个城市。
And so that city is the most beautiful in Central Europe.
那么大概在十五世纪的时候
about 15th century
那么在布拉格大学里面有一个教授
at the University of Prague there was a professor
这个的名字叫 John Huss 约翰胡斯
his name was John Huss
他自己就是个神父
now he was a priest
他又是大学的教授
and he was also a professor
后来他做了布拉格大学的校长
And later he became the principal of the university.
如果大家今天有机会到布拉格去的话
If you have a chance to visit Prague,
你知道布拉格它最重要的部分都是可以走路走得到的。
And the most important parts can be reached by walking.
所以今天你在校园里面，你仍旧能够大概能够知道那个时候大概这个大概这个约翰胡斯他所住的地方，他所讲道的地方。
And you can find the dwelling place and the lecture hall of John Huss on the campus.
就在马丁路德一百年以前。
So about 100 years, after Martin Luther.
结果约翰胡斯这一班弟兄们，他们已经看见因信称义的真理。
Before 100 years before Martin Luther, John Huss and other people already saw justification by faith.
不止如此，他们看见说圣经绝对比教会要大的。
And they saw the ultimate authority of the Bible.
他们也看见赎罪券的错误。
They also saw the mistake of indulgence.
所以在马丁路德在那里讲这些真理以前，一百年，我们的约翰胡斯已经传言这些真理。
And John Huss was preaching these truths 100 years before Martin Luther came on the scene.
那不止如此，在布拉格圣灵做了一个工作。
Now the Holy Spirit also did something in Prague.
因为他们看见说，今天只有少数的人可以喝杯，大部分人都不能喝杯。
You see, at that time, only a few was able to partake of the cup.
因为主明明的是邀请我们来到他的桌子面前。
You see, the Lord invited all His people to come to His table.
主说你们如此行是为了纪念我。
The Lord said, "You do this in remembrance of me."
所以在主的桌子面前，你不光是吃饼，也是喝杯的。
And so we come to eat and drink before Him.
所以你看见这是主的命令，这也是主的旨意。
And that was his will, and that was his command.
所以这班弟兄们，他们看见说，那么今天如果是回到耶路撒冷，回到神的旨意的话，我们擘饼在一起的时候，我们不能够只是吃饼，我们必须要同时要喝杯才可以。
And hence, these group of brothers, they saw that when we come to the Lord's table, we not only have to have the bread, we also need to take the cup.
结果因为这个缘故，你看见圣灵就大大的做工。
For this reason, the Holy Spirit did a great work.
你知道圣灵在每一个圣徒里面有一个愿望。
You see, the Holy Spirit has a wish for every believer.
他们的祷告就是他们巴不得不光他们能够吃饼，他们也能够喝杯。
And the believers at that time, they pray that they not only can partake of the bread, but also the cup.
因为多少年了，他们只有份于那个饼，他们没有份于那个杯。
Because for a long period of time, they could only partake of the bread.
因为圣经特别讲的杯，特别讲到那个福分说的。
You see, when the scripture mentions cup, it's talking about the portion of blessing.
基督乃是我们永远的福分。
He is a cup of a blessing.
因为他为我们喝了苦杯，所以我们如今福杯满溢。
Because he tasted the bitter cup,Our cup is filled with our portion.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你来到主的桌子面前的时候
，And hence when we come to the Lord's table,
如果你只能够擘饼，你不能喝杯，你看见好像你失去了不知道多少的祝福。
If you are unable to partake of the cup, you are missing much blessing.
这些人羡慕主的祝福。
Now these people, they long for the blessing of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不要忘记，那个大的环境是不，那个大的环境是不可能叫你说出你真实的感觉的。
But the general environment was that they were unable to do so.
因为教会的话是说，只有少数圣品阶级的人他们可以喝这个杯。
Because the command of the church was that only a few can partake of the cup.
虽然主耶稣是把这个权利给每一个神的儿女。
Even though the Lord gave that promise and command.
教会的元首是这么说的。
That's what the head of the church said.
头是这么说的。
That's what the head said.
但是教会不是这么说的。
But the church has something different.
教会说，只今天你今天这个杯不是为着所有的人。
The cup is not for everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，就在那个时候，在捷克斯拉，在捷克那一带，波西维亚，你看神就唤醒了许多神的儿女。
And hence the Holy Spirit called many of his children in that region, Bohemia.
结果你看见吗？因着你在普通的罗马的教会里面，你不可能这样喝杯的。
Now since you can't partake of the cup in the Roman church,
结果圣灵就做了一个工作。
So the Holy Spirit did something.
那么特别是圣灵做了很奇妙的工作。
And it is rather amazing.
所以大概是在1914-19年的时候。
And it was about 1419.
7月22号。
July 22nd.
那是教会非常可纪念的日子。
Now this is a memorable day.
你知道有从波西米亚有许多人，他们不是聚集在布拉格，不是。
And now you have done this, and many people they didn't gather in Prague.
因为布拉格那个时候毫无问题，乃是整个教会一个中心。
Because at that time Prague was a center for of the Roman Church.
结果有些人为着真理的缘故。
But some people because of the truth.
他们从布拉格就移民到南部，有一个地方他们就聚在一起。
They moved south, to another region.
那这些人到南部去的目的就是为着真理的缘故。
And the purpose they went was for the truth.
他们巴不得有一天他们也能喝那个杯。
Because they wanted to partake of the cup.
所以后来他们所住的那个地方，移民那个地方啊，就叫做塔波山。
And the place that they went to was called Mount Tabor.
那么这个塔波山就是圣经里面底波拉的那个塔波山。
And it's the same Mount Tabor of Deborah.
那么就是底波拉时代的那个。
The time of the prophetess Deborah.
所以我们知道说，现在呢，在布拉格的南边有一个城叫做塔波。
And so, south of Prague, there's a village called Tabor.
今天你事实上可以开车往南走，这个塔波山还塔波这个地方还是在的。
And so, if you go south today, you still find that same place.
那么圣灵在那时做工做到什么地步呢
？Now, to what degree the Holy Spirit did that
work? 就在1419年7月22号的那一天。
And in 1419, July 22nd,
结果许多波西米亚爱慕主、为着主真理的人就从波西米亚各地都来了。
And many of God's children who want to faithfully keep His word around that region all came to Bohemia.
他们现在不可能在大的教堂里面聚会是不可能。
Now they cannot meet in this way in the cathedral.
所以他们露天聚会。
And so they met in an open area.
不光露天聚会。
Not only this,
而且是露天的薄饼聚会。
Now it was a Lord's table held in an open area.
这个也许是教会历史上最大的一个薄饼聚会。
And that was probably the greatest Lord's table
gathering. 7月20号那天
，On July 20th,
有40,000的基督徒。
There were about 40,000 believers.
他们从波西米亚的各地，他们就聚集在塔波山的附近。
They come from various regions of Bohemia.
在露天的里面有40,000人，他们一同擘饼纪念主。
And on an open area, they had the Lord's table.
他们现在不光是有份于主的饼，也有份于主的杯。
So not only do they have a portion in the bread, they also have a portion in the cup.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们不会有很深的感觉。
Now we may not be deeply impressed today.
你看这些人冒着生命的危险。
But you see, they risk their lives.
他们为着真理。
Because of the truth.
为着主所要给他们的福分。
Because of the word of the Lord.
所以因着这个缘故，你看见吗？那个时候圣灵吸引了40,000人能够聚在一起。
The Holy Spirit drawn 40,000 to meet together.
我们不要忘记，那个时候人口不像现在人口这么多。
You have to remember there weren't that many people at that time.
所以就的人口的比例来说。
And so based on the ratio of the population.
这个四万人是相当于今天的80,000人。
And 40,000 is about 800,000 of today.
所以让我们记得，这是圣灵当初所做的工作。
And so that was the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道说，如果我们晓得圣灵在中欧所做的工作，我们只有低头敬拜。
And so when we see God's work, we have to bow down and worship God.
结果最后，约翰胡斯为主殉道了。
In the end, John Huss was martyred.
他寻道的时候，那些神父们过去把他，因为他是穿着神父的衣服，在那里火，被绑在火刑柱上。
And you see, when he was bound at the stake, he was wearing the priestly garment.
结果他们羞辱他，把他们衣服通通剥开，把他们的袍子完全脱下来。
But some of the other priests want to mock him, and so they tore his robe.
他说你根本不配穿这样的袍子。
And they said you're not worthy to wear this.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹？事实上，神就借着敌人的手。
And through the hands of the enemy.
你看，把他在身上巴比伦的一些东西把他去掉了。
And the Lord took away the things that belonged to Babylon.
这是他最后的见证。
And that was his final testimony.
结果，约翰胡斯为主殉道了。
And in the end, John Huss was martyred.
但是大家不要忘记，约翰胡斯虽然为主殉道了
，even though he was burned,
但是那些看见约翰胡斯所看见的
，those who saw what John Huss saw,
你看见圣灵仍旧带着他们往前。
You see the Holy Spirit. Continue to lead them.
结果这一班跟随约翰胡斯的人
，and so this group of followers,
他们就分成了三部分。
Now they were divided into three.
有一部分后来和教会妥协了。
Parties. One of them had compromised with the Roman
Church. 还有一部分
，the other part,
他们就用肉体的方法要和教会对抗。
The other group, they want to use the flesh to fight against the church.
所以这些人他们武装起来了。
And so they took up arms.
那其实这些人根本不会打仗的。
You see, they were unskilled at war.
所以等到真的打仗的时候，他们所面对的乃是十字军。
And so when they really began to fight, they encountered the crusaders.
那个时候配备，那时候十字军的配备已经非常非常的好了。
You see, the crusaders were well equipped.
所以你看，这些人根本是像土法炼钢一样，什么也不懂，就是也不会打仗。结果呢，他们就匆匆忙忙的就组织了军队，要和十字军对抗。
And so this group of believers, they hurried up, gathered themselves, and fought with the crusaders.
结果稀奇的很，这些人应该不会打胜仗的。
And amazingly, they ought to lose. They ought to
wipe out. 结果居然十字军打了败仗，这也很稀奇的。
But amazingly, they defeated the crusaders.
所以你看见这里面有不少的人真的流血。
And you see the valiant people there.
他们忘记了神的旨意，不光目标是基督，方法也必须基督才对。
They have forgotten that the end is Christ. The means ought to be Christ.
他们用了一个错误的手段，要达到神的目的。
They used a wrong means to reach God's goal.
但是他们有一个动机，有一个存心。
But their motivation,
他们觉得我们是为着真理而战。
Their motive was for truth.
我们为着这个碑，我们甚至流血洒头颅血，我们甚至洒头颅流鲜血都可以。
And they were willing to give their lives for the cup.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这些人，他们认识，他们懂得饼和杯的属灵的意义。
And hence these people, you see, they understand the significance of the bread and
the cup. 当然，他们的方法是错的。
But their way was wrong.
他们用肉体的方法要成全神的旨意。
Because they tried to accomplish this through the flesh.
但是无论如何，你看见历史上有他们的记载。
But nevertheless, you find the history.
我再说，弟兄姊妹，如果在这里面有圣灵特完全的工作的话。
Let me say this, if there is the work of the Holy Spirit,
结果你看见神果然带领了一班的弟兄们就往东边去，往东边去。
And so there was a group led by the Holy Spirit, they moved east.
他们就到了一个森林稠密的地方。
And they went into forest.
那么今天大家如果能坐车子的话，从布拉格大概坐车子要2.5小时的样子。
And if you are to drive from Prague, it takes about 2.5 hours.
然后他们终于逃到了那一带。
And they went into this region.
那不要忘记这一班的人，他们觉得神的旨意要用神的方法来达到的。
And this group of people felt that God's will has to accomplish by His Spirit.
他们觉得动刀的一定要死在刀下。
And they felt that those who draw the sword will die under the sword.
所以他们相信，如果神的旨意要达到的话，不是用武器，不是用肉体的方法来达到的。
And hence God's will cannot be accomplished through swords and shields.
他们能够同情他们的弟兄所看见的。
They can sympathize what their brothers.
但是他们不能够认同他们所做。
But they cannot agree. They cannot agree with what they do.
所以他们就逃到了森林里面。
And so they fled into the forest.
结果就在逃难的过程里面，神对他们说话。
And on the way there, the Lord spoke to them.
你看见神，他们中间有认识圣经的人。
You see, you find people who understand the Bible.
而且他们绝对相信马太福音五章、六章、七章。
And they firmly held Matthew 5, 6, 7.
所以呢，在那里给我们看见。
There we see.
你看见这些人乃是为他们的仇敌祷告的。
They prayed for their enemies.
当他们受逼迫的时候，他们就从这个城就被赶到那个城去。
When they were persecuted, they fled from one village to another.
他们要过一个生活。
They want to lead a life.
他们要对仇敌有一个反应。
They want to react to the enemy in such a way.
要让他们知道说，他们今天在地上乃是为着基督的见证。
That to show that they have a testimony, they live for Christ.
那因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
所以你看你就在他们逃难的时候他们又写了一些的东西。
And so when they were fleeing, they wrote a number of
所以后来那些东西就流传到我们的手里。
And those writings now come to us.
很稀奇，他们那个时候所读的就是我们这几天所讲到的恢复的书卷。
And what they were reading are the books of recovery.
他们不光是看见，他们明白什么叫做神要把他们带回到神的旨，要把他们带回到耶路撒冷。
They understood what it means to go back to Jerusalem.
所以你看他们怎么写，我只念其中的一段，我们就知道他们对于圣经、对神的话有多少的认识。
And so let me just quote a section to show you how much they understand.
这是1440年的时候写的。
Now this was written in 1440.
这个远在马丁路德改革以前大概100年的样子。
And that was 100 years before Martin Luther.
他说我们这些人愿意借着神的帮助。
They said we're willing to have God's help.
来寻求恢复起初的样式。
And to find the pattern, the initial pattern of recovery.
好像来到废墟要找原来的根基。
And just like finding the original foundation in the ruins.
有很多的困难。
Now there were many difficulties.
因为在瓦砾中已经长满了各样的草木。
Because among the rubbles there grew much weed.
而且堆积着不相干的杂物。
And that there are many dirt and filth.
有人把这些后来加上去的东西当作根基。
Some people consider this to be a foundation also.
其实相离很远，甚至于是相反。
But in reality,These are opposition. These are far from it.
然而，若有真正的专心寻找，就比开始在根基上有真实的建造。
However, if there is a true seeker, they will find the foundation and build upon it.
就好像圣经被毁，或就好像圣殿被毁以后，尼希米和所罗巴伯的建造一样。
Just like the rebuilding.That occurred under Zerubbabel and Nehemiah.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为到了二十世纪，我们明白这些圣经。
And we think we understand this now.
这是1440年的时候，神已经把这个启示给那些在苦难的弟兄姊妹。
But in 1440, God already revealed this to those who were persecuted.
他们忠于神的启示。
They were faithful.
所以最后他们看见教会已经被掳到巴比伦去。
And so they saw how the church was taken captive to Babylon.
所以神的命令，你们应当从他们中间出来。
Now God commanded them to come out of Babylon.
所以请大家注意，就在1457年的时候。
Now pay attention in 15,
有一天
1457,
就在森林里面有七十位弟兄姊妹。
Now there were 70 brothers and sisters in the forest.
这在教会历史里面是可纪念的那一天。
Again, this is a memorable day in church history.
他们这七十个人，他们一同站在一起，
These 70 brothers and sisters, they gathered together.
他们在向全世界宣告说，他们愿意回到圣殿原来的根基上。
They declared to the whole world that they want to return to the original foundation of the temple.
弟兄姊妹，结果他们觉得他们需要有人来印证他们。
And they felt that they need confirmation from other believers.
他们怕他们的路走错了。
Because they were afraid that they would make a mistake.
就在那个时候
，at that time，
就在那一带已经有八千位谷中的弟兄们。
And there were 8,000 Waldensians living in that area.
那些谷中的弟兄们。
These are brethren of the valley.
所以因这个缘故，他们就把这些弟兄们找来。
And so they brought these brothers.
你看见吗？现在他们接受按手，不是接受从罗马来的按手。
Now they receive the laying on of hands not from the Romish church but from them.
他们接受按手，乃是那些在谷中为主做见证的弟兄姊妹。
And they receive the laying on of hands from the brothers in the valley.
所以弟兄姊妹，写历史的人告诉我们说
，And so historians tell us
这一班的弟兄们。
This group of brothers,
称作联合的弟兄们。
They are called the United Brothers.
这个联合的弟兄们，在1547年那个时候，他们已经为主了做了非常美丽的见证。
And hence, in 1457, United Fratrum made a great testimony for the Lord.
所以到了马丁路德的时候
，And hence, when we come to Martin Luther,
你看这些弟兄姊妹已经是150,000到200,000人。
And there were more than 150,000 to 200,000.
那就相当于今天300,000到400,000的人散布在欧洲的。
Now this is comparable to 3 or 4 million people today.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？马丁路德在那里讲因信称义的时候。
And hence, when Martin Luther was preaching justification by faith.
你看见等到教皇的命令到了马丁路德的时候。
And when the edict came from the Pope to Martin Luther,
他带着一班的弟兄们。
He brought the group of brothers.
把那些教皇的圣旨把它烧掉了。
And they burned the edict of the Pope.
然后他们宣布从巴比伦出来。
And they declare that they have come out of Babylon.
大家都知道这是路德会的开始 ，Lutheran 的开始。
And that was the beginning of Lutheranism.
许多人以为说，在基督教里面第一个教会是路德会。
And many people think that the first Reformed church was Lutheran.
那现在写圣经的告诉我们说
，But now historian tells us,
真正的一个 Protestant church， 真正的一个所谓的基督的教会
，The real Protestant church，
第一个不是路德会。
It wasn't the Lutherans.
第一个乃是联合的弟兄们。
The first one were the United Brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
今天如果大家有机会到布拉格去的话
，And today if you have a chance to visit Prague,
我想非常容易去找这个地方。这个地方叫 Kumbach。
And it's easy to find this place called Kumbach.
我们到了那里，我们还看那个时候刚好下雪的时候，我们看见被那个有一个很简单聚会的地方被雪盖起来。
And when we went there, there's this place that was covered by snow.
那个聚会的地方就是我们知道1457年最早他们聚会的地方。
And that was the place when they met, where they met in 1457.
你做梦不会想到神的见证就从那里开始。
And you would not have expected that that's where God's testimony would go forth.
现在写官方历史的人。
Now those who write the official church history,
他们承认说，如果你讲的 Reformation 的话
，and if you talk about Reformation,
你一定要讲的 John Huss,
and you will mention John Huss,
而且最后一定要讲的联合的弟兄们
，and you will have to mention the United Brothers.
这些弟兄们是受了 John Huss 的影响
，because they were influenced by John Huss.
但是他们绝对不依靠他们自己的肉体
，but they were unwilling to rely on their own flesh.
他们不依靠刀，不依靠枪
，they are unwilling to rely on their own strength and the sword.
他们明白不是。依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
They understood not by might nor by power.
那是靠着神的灵方能够成。
But by the Spirit of the Lord of Hosts.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？So brothers and sisters, we see
this. 这个就是圣灵在捷克已经做的工作。
This was what God did in Czechoslovakia.
这些人已经把教会带回到耶路撒冷。
They brought the church back to Jerusalem.
所以到了马丁路德的时候
，And so when Martin Luther came on the scene,
你看到处已经是这一班的弟兄们了。
And you find these brothers were all over the place.
他们到了一个地方。
Wherever they go,
他们不是开始他们自己的聚会。
They do not just begin their own meeting.
他们乃是寻找弟兄。
They seek brothers that were already there.
他们害怕说，在他们没有来以前，已经有一半弟兄们在那里为主做见证。
Because they were afraid that someone else had already begun to testify for the Lord at this place.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们看得很清楚。
So now we see clearly.
今天我们擘饼，今天我们喝杯。
Today we break the bread and take the cup.
我们没有想到背后有一段这样美丽的故事。
We did not know that there was such a beautiful story behind.
但是不要忘记，哪里有主的见证
？Do not forget wherever there is the testimony of the Lord.
哪里基督建造他的教会
？Wherever Christ is building His church. 阴
间的门就打开了。
You find that the gate of Hades is open.
所以弟兄们，从那一天开始。
So from that day on,
这些人怎么会有这么多人呢
？How would there be so many people?
但是不要忘记，他们在苦难中长大的。
You have to understand they grew in the face of persecution.
你知道，在那个时候是不可能被教会所容纳的。
You see, they were never accepted by the Romish church.
你看，你十字军一直是追赶他们的。
And you find the crusaders were always after them.
你知道他波的那帮弟兄们是对付十字军。
You see, there were a group in Tabor who fought with the crusaders.
他们用肉体的方法来和十字军对抗。
And by their flesh, by their strength, they fought against the crusaders.
你看，这些人完全是，但这些与联合的弟兄们，他们完全是属灵的。
But these united brothers, they were spiritual.
他们愿意活出马太五章、六章、七章的情形。
They want to live by the Sermon on the Mount.
所以，因着这个缘故
，And because of this,
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹，他们只能被逼迫，他们从来不逼迫人。
So they can only be persecuted.And not to persecute others.
因为他们的见证太强了。
Because that was their testimony.
对于教会构成一个严重的威胁。
And they were a great threat to the Roman Church.
所以同样的，我们已经说过了。
And so we have mentioned.
当初教会怎么样用十字军来对付异教徒。
And how the church used the crusaders to fight the Muslims.
包括回教徒，包括犹太教徒。
And they fought against Muslims and the Jews.
现在这些人因为成为教会的威胁。
Now because these people formed a threat to the church.
因为他们的见证太刚强。
Because their testimony is strong.
如果我们读他们的故事的话。
When you read this story.
所以你看见他们不可能被容纳在他们所在的地方。
And the church cannot stand their existence.
所以他们到处这追赶，到处的被追赶。
And so the crusaders were after them.
所以一直到十八世纪。
Until 18th century,
那让我们记得
remember,
到了十八世纪的时候
in 18th century,
那最后他们几乎是完全被歼灭了
and they were almost annihilated.
换一句话说到了十八世纪开始的时候
at the beginning of 1700s,
经过那么多年他们所受的逼迫
having gone through so many years of persecution,
所以最后就的人数来讲几乎是零不可能了
and their numbers was almost down to zero.
所以简单的来说
Simply put,
United brethren 就是这位所谓联合的弟兄们已经死了
and the United brethren were extinct.
你不可能看见他们可以活着，不可能。
You cannot find their existence anymore.
所以我们知道这个故事就告了一段落。
And so that story came to an end.
但这一段故事是很重要的。
But this story is very important.
因为这一段故事和主在十八世纪所做的工作有完全不能分割的关系。
Because this has much to do.With what God is doing in the 18th century.
如果在教会历史里面我们要寻根的话，弟兄姊妹
，If we are to find the roots in church history,
这些都是我们的根。
Now these brothers were our roots.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你再读下去的话
，And if you continue,
你就看见说这些故事通通是连在一起。
You find that these separate stories they're all connected.
那我们刚才说过
，Now earlier we've mentioned,
马丁路德有梦想，有理想。
Martin Luther had an idea, had a dream.
他巴不得有一天教会只包括那些所有蒙恩得救的人。
He desired to have a church that only consists of believers.
真理他是看见了。
Because he saw, he understood the
truth. 但他实行不出来。
But he wasn't able to put it in practice.
他看见教会里面还是很多人没有得救。
He see that in the church there are still non-believers.
所以他称他们做大教会。
And so he called that the great church.
这个不是叫圣经里面的教会。
Now that's not the church of the Bible.
他知道圣经里面的教会乃是包括基督的身体，就蒙恩得救的人。
He understood the church in the Bible is the body of Christ. They are believers.
所以他祷告，他就巴不得有一天大教会里面那个小教会。
And so he prayed that maybe there would be a small church in the big church.
这个真的蒙恩得救的。
Consisting of those who are true believers.
马丁路德讲因信称义。
And so when Martin Luther preached justification by faith,
但是教会里面你结不出那些因信称义的果子来。
But there are no fruit.
所以你看在这些改革家们的身上，通通是真理，没有生活。
So you find the truth among the reformers, but not the fruit.
所以你看见吗？真理都是对的。
The truth are all right.
但是你看教会是软弱，没有力量的。
But the church was weak.
所以弟兄姊妹。你看见了神就兴起了一般的弟兄们
and the Lord raised up a group of brothers.
他们没有离开路德会
Now they did not leave Lutheran.
他们从来没有和路德会决裂过，没有的
They've never cut themselves off from the Lutheran.
但是很明显，这一班人在路德会里面就为路德会就注入了生命
But they brought life to the Lutheran church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，结果借着他们，马丁路德的理想和梦想终于实现了。
And it was through them that the dream would come true.
这一帮人就是教会历史里面很有名的敬虔派 Pietists.
And these were the Pietists.
你知道伟大的哲学家康德就是 Pietist 其中的人。
And Condor, this great philosopher, was among the Pietists.
今天如果大家到 Tübingen 去，德国的大学有个很有名的 Tübingen 大学。
And today, if you go to this university in Germany,
这个 Tübingen 就是 Piet, 就是敬虔派的大本营。
And that was the headquarter of the Pietists.
这个敬虔派神怎么兴起他们呢？
Now, how did God raise up the Pietists?
他们经过了一百年的辩论，经过了一百年讲到圣经的真理。
After 100 years of debate on the truth,
他们觉得非常的疲倦。
They felt tired.
虽然我们有最好的真理，但是我们根本生活不出来，我们根本活不出来。
They felt that even though we have the great truth, but we cannot live them.
结果他们有个很重大的发现。
And so they made a great discovery.
他们的发现就是圣经不光是真理，圣经也是生命，圣经也是道路。
They discovered that the Bible is not only truth, but also life and way.
你读圣经不光得着真理，而且你有一条路可以走的。
Not only will you have truth, you will find a way from the Bible.
所以圣经的话可以用在你的家庭生活来，可以用在你社会，用在各方面的生活上。
You can apply the word of God in your life and in society.
圣经不光叫我们对于神的旨意点头。
Not only are we to agree with God's will,
圣经更叫我们，我们今天与神来往的时候，我们不光用心思来明白他的真理。
And today, when we come near to God, we not only understand the truth by our mind,
我们乃是用灵和真实来敬拜他。
But we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以这班弟兄们说，我们如果与神来往的话
，And hence this group of brothers says, if we are to communion with,
我们更高的说要用我们的心，不是用我们的头脑。
And we need to use our heart more than our mind.
所以在这班弟兄姊妹的感觉里面
，And so to these brothers,
你和神必须有活的关系，来往经历的关系才可以。
You have to have a vital relationship with God.
所以因着这个缘故
，For this reason,
那他们就鼓励弟兄姊妹要好读圣经。
They encourage brothers and sisters to study God's word.
你一年最少要把一遍的圣经把它读完。
And you ought to read God's words once.Through once a year, and you ought to read every day.
这个应该变成你生活的一部分。
This ought to be a part of your life.
刚开始的时候
at the very beginning,
在每一个家庭里面，他们自己有聚会。
And they meet in every family.
有 family altar.
They have family altar.
那父母就和儿女们在一起聚会。
Parents and children will come together.
慢慢的，他们几个家应该合在一起。
Later on, a few families will worship together.
所以结果他们就彼此有了交通了。
And so they begin to fellowship.
现在不是有人一个人在那里讲道。
And so not just one person giving a sermon.
每个人把他所认识的圣经就把它分享出来。
Everyone will bring what they have received from God's word and share it with others.
你不光用你的头脑读圣经。
And so not only you study God's word with your mind,
现在你要用你的心来读圣经。
But now you have to read it with your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看圣经在这些人身上就活过来了。
And the word of God become living in their lives.
那么最奇妙的
，And what's most amazing?
他们虽然没有讲教会就是基督的身体
，Even though they never say church is the body of Christ.
但当他们聚在一起的时候
，But when they meet together,
每一个人都祷告的
，Every one of them will pray.
每一个人都读圣经的
，Every one of them will read the scripture.
每个人都分享的
，Every one of them with fellowship。
你看每一个肢体都在那里动
，Every member was active。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？马丁路德说每一个人都是祭司。
See, Martin Luther saw the believers' priesthood。
那只是理论。
Now that was only a theory.
到了 Piet, 到了敬虔的弟兄姊妹才变成实际了。
But for the Pietists, they were reality.
当他们聚在一起的时候
，And so when they met together,
有的人不是路德会，但他们是弟兄。
And some were not the Lutheran, but they are brothers.
他接纳他们。
They are received.
他们称呼他们做弟兄。
They call them brothers.
弟兄姊妹，你们都是弟兄，你看见吗
？Jesus said, "You are all brothers."
不是只有路德会的才是弟兄。
It's not only those who are in the Lutheran church.
只要主得救了他们，就是我们的弟兄。
As long as they are redeemed by the Lord, they are brothers.
他们在那里彼此交通，彼此聚集。
And they had fellowship and they gathered together.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers.
这个就是今天大家讲细胞教会的细胞小组。
And this was, this is what people call the cell group.
这个细胞小组最早是 Pietists 他们开始的。
You see, the cell group really began with the Pietists.
他们根本没有离开路德会。
And they never left the Lutheran church.
但是在路德会里面产生了一个注进很大的生命。
But they brought in life into the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个影响一直到今天。
And that influence lasts even until today.
他们中间有人办孤儿院。
And some of them establish orphanages.
他们为什么办孤儿院呢？
Why would they do that?
因为他们要证实给世界人看，说他们所信的神是又真又活的。
Because they want to show that their God is living and true to the world.
你知道穆勒办孤儿院他怎么办的呢？
You know how did Brother George Muller?
他就是有一次回到了德国，他是个德国人。
See, he was a German. He went back to
Germany. 他就来到了这一班弟兄们。
And he came. He visited these brothers.
看他们是办孤儿院的。
And they saw how they maintain this orphanage.
结果他回到英国也办孤儿院。
And so when he went back to England, he also established an orphanage.
所以弟兄姊妹，凭着信心来依靠主的供应。
And so by faith, for faith on the Lord to provide.
你看见这个是 Piet 金钱派所给我们的。
And that came from the Pietists.
所以在他们的中间。
So among them,
弟兄姊妹，您看见他们都是会读圣经。
You find that they all understand the Bible.
现在是每一个人都读圣经。
Everyone reads the Bible.
现在是不是好像又回到十二世纪那个谷中弟兄，他们个个都读圣经？你看见吗
？And the condition was just like back in the 12th century.
圣灵做的非常非常的稀奇。
And so the Holy Spirit is amazing.
他们中间有好几个圣经的学者。
Many.Biblical scholars were
有一个很有名的叫 John Bangle,
a Bible scholar. One of them was John Bangle.
他是德国大学的教授。
Now he was a professor at the German university.
所有的学生都佩服他。
And all his students admired him.
他们觉得这个教授不光很有学问，而且非常的敬虔，很容易非常的敬虔。
And they not only find this professor to be knowledgeable, but also a devoted Christian.
他就是敬虔派里面的一很有名的一位。
So he was one of the prominent brothers among the Pietists.
所以他对于新约原文是最清最明白的。
And he was very knowledgeable of the New Testament Greek.
所以他可以说是希腊原文的教授。
And so he was a professor of Greek, New Testament Greek.
对于圣经是非常非常熟悉的。
And he was his knowledge was very thorough.
结果他的学生想知道到底他的秘诀在什么地方。
And some of his students want to know what was his secret.
所以有人就躲在他的书房里面。
And so a few of them hid themselves in his study.
这个人是非常有学问的。
Now he was very educated.
但是他把圣经打开。
But when he opened the Bible,
那么这个学生就听见他在主耶稣在主的面前有一个祷告。
And the student heard his prayer.
他说主耶稣啊。
He said, Lord Jesus.
我们又到了一次欢聚的时候。
And we come to meet again.
所以每一次他读圣经的时候，他觉得是到了与主欢聚的时候。
See, every time he come to the Bible, he is in the presence of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，从那一天开始。
And from that day forward,
你看见我们知道这些敬虔派的弟兄们
And you see these pietists, these brothers,
他们就把这些的财资产就一直传递给我们
And they pass us this heritage.
那弟兄姊妹今天我们得了倪弟兄很多的帮助。
Now today we are helped a great deal by Brother Nee.
斯布真很多的帮助。
By Brother Spurgeon.
Campbell Morgan 很多的帮助。
By Brother Campbell Morgan.
如果你追那个根的话。
But if you find their root.
你看见最后要追到威斯利约翰。
And you will find John Wesley.
然后最后你要追到哪里？你要追到金钱派的。
And if you continue to go upstream, you will find the Pietists.
所以当你要明白圣经的时候。
And so if you are to understand the scripture.
有一套的这个圣经的注解是最有名的。
And there is a set of commentary very famous.
那这一套就是 Henry 马太的那一套圣经注解。
And that is the commentary of Henry Matthew.
那这一套圣经注解就我们今天见解来讲不是那么有帮助的。
And for us, we are not helped a great deal by this.
但是不要忘记，在历史上它非常有名。
But remember, this is a famous commentary in history.
因为在十八世纪里面。
Because in 18th century.
在威斯里的运动里面有两个很有著名的人。
And there are two prominent figures in the Wesleyan movement.
一个是 George Whitfield, 一个是 John Wesley.
One was George Whitfield, the other John Wesley.
这两个人对圣经的认识都是亨利马太的贡献。
Now their understanding of scripture were helped a great deal by Henry Matthew.
那个惠特法 George Whitfield, 当他读这个亨利马太这个圣经注解的时候。
And when George Whitfield was reading Matthew's commentary,
他每次读是跪着读，而且从第一个字读到最后一个字。
And he would read them from the first word to the last on his knees.
所以因为这个缘故，这一本这一套的圣经注解就变得非常有名了。
And because of this, this commentary became very famous.
那么等到约翰·威斯里写圣经注解的时候
，Now when John Wesley was begin to write the commentary,
约翰这个约翰的这个威斯里约翰的圣经注解根本不是他的。
And most of what we wrote was really not his own.
他旧约的部分就是亨利·马太的。
The Old Testament portion was mainly from Henry Matthew.
这个新约的部分，事实上就是我刚才所说的 John Bangle 他所写的新约的指南。
The New Testament was taken mostly from John Bangle.
所以从这里我们就很清楚了。
And that now we are clear.
18世纪、19世纪一直到今天。
And from 18th century until today,
你看见教会在读经上，我们找到的一条路。
We find the way in studying the Bible.
主的话不光是真理，主的话也是生命，主的话也是道路。
The word of God is not only truth, but life and way.
那条线是怎么来的呢
？Now where did that line come from?
那条线就是从近前派来的。
That line started with the Pietists.
那不光如此。
Furthermore,
近前派出了一个非常有名的弟兄。
There's another famous brother out of the Pietists.
这位弟兄就是新兴道夫。
And that was Brother Sinzendorf.
新兴道夫乃是一个德国的公爵。
Now Nicholas Sinzendorf was a baron in Germany.
欧洲有一很大片的土地是他的。
He owned much land in Europe.
结果他被主完全的得着了。
Now he was gained by the Lord.
圣经里面主耶稣不是告诉少年的官来跟随他吗？
Now, didn't Jesus tell this young official to follow him?
那个少年的官是忧忧愁愁地走了。
Now, the young official left Jesus in sorrow.
但是当主耶稣呼召新兴道夫的时候
，But when the Lord called Sinzendorf,
他没有忧忧愁愁走了，他接受主的呼召。
He gladly received the calling.
所以感谢主，没有想到主就借助新兴道夫
，And through Nicholas Sinzendorf,
就带下了教会很大很大的祝福。
The Lord brought about great blessing to his church.
你知道新兴道夫
，You know Sinzendorf,
在那些新派人像巴特这些人的眼光里面
，And among the liberalists, the liberals like Barth,
他们怎么批评他呢
？You know how they criticize him?
他说在教会历史里面
，They said in church history,
你找不到一个人像新兴道夫那样是以基督来做中心的。
You cannot find another person more Christ-centered than Sinzendorf.
他六岁在古堡的，在他的古堡里面。
When he was 6 years old, living in his castle.
他每天替主耶稣写一封，给主耶稣写一封情书。
Every day he would write a love letter to the Lord.
然后他就把信写好了以后，就丢从这个古堡的窗外就丢出去了。
And he would send the letter off from opening in the castle.
他说：“主耶稣啊，求你差遣天使把那封信接住，这是我给你的那封信。”
And he said, "Lord, send your angel to take this letter to you, please."
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，这就是奥秘派，这就是所谓近前派里面一个非常被主大用的弟兄，就是新兴道夫。
And so this brother was greatly used among the Pietists.
弟兄姊妹，等到新兴道夫被主用的时候
，When the Lord was using him,
那就是。在捷克联合的弟兄们被追赶已经完全到死的地步。
That was when the United Brothers was extinguished by the Christians.
这个见证已经完全败到零的地位。
See, that testimony was almost gone.
结果有人就从摩尔维亚那一带就逃到了东德，就是新兴道夫所在的地方。
And so some of them fled from Moravia to Sinzendorf.
结果新兴道夫就收纳他们
，and Sinzendorf received them.
然后就来到了有一个村子，就在东德和捷克边界的地方。
And right at the boundary between Czechoslovakia.
没有想到神借着新兴道夫带了一把带就点燃了福音的大火。
And through Sinzendorf and these brothers, the Lord lit up the gospel fire.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就是我们所说的摩尔维亚教会的大复兴。
And that was the Moravian revival.
严格说来，摩尔维亚教会已经死了。
And strictly speaking, the Moravian society is gone.
是他们遇到新兴道夫以后才活过来的。
They become alive again after they met Sinzendorf.
然后在新兴道夫的身上
，And through Count Sinzendorf,
近前派和联合的弟兄们，神把他们放在一起。
And the Lord brought together the Pietists and the United Brothers.
你看见是近前派把生命注入到教会里面。
You find that through the pietists, life was brought into the church.
你看见联合的弟兄怎么仍旧到处的逃亡？
And you still see United Brothers fleeing.
现在神借着新信道夫把这两个工作放在一起。
Now through consensus of the Lord brought them together.
等到约翰威斯利访问这个地方的时候。
And John Wesley one time visited them.
他的眼睛完全被开启。
And his eyes was opened.
他说巴不得全世界各地的见证都像这里一样。
And he said, how would this testimony be all over the world?
但愿这样就好像这个就好像海水充满海洋一样。
And just like the ocean fills the, just like water fills the ocean.
弟兄们，这就是后来很有名、很有名的摩尔维亚大复兴。
And that is the famous Moravian revival.
不要忘记，摩尔维亚已经死了。根本实在说来，那些来到东德的不光是摩尔维亚。
And strictly speaking, Moravian society were almost gone.
里面有路德会的人。里面有路德会的人。
There were people from Lutheran
church. 有公理宗的人。
There were people
有各种不同背景的人
from the Methodists,
all different backgrounds.
They have
最后呢，神让他们在那里为主做一个合一的见证。
And together they form a united testimony.
No,
unified testimony.
Unity. 所以你看见说，这就是神借着新信道夫所做的。
And this is what God did through Sinsen.
而那个工作很明显是死而复活的工作。
And that work you see is life from death.
阴间的门打开，教会几乎被扼杀了。
You see, the gates of Hades was almost to overcome the church.
结果等到了东德的时候。
But when they come to East Germany,
严格说来，它不代表摩尔维亚，也不代表进前派，也不代表路德会。
Strictly speaking, they are not representative of Lutheran or Pietist or anyone.
神在教会历史上做了一个完全好像没有做过的工作一样。
God has done something new in history.
的的确确把教会带回到五旬节去。
And they brought the church back to the time of Pentecost.
这是神在欧洲所做的工作。
And that's what God did in Europe.
这个影响太厉害了。
And the influence so great.
如果没有他们，我们不知道约翰威斯利有没有得救。
Without them,
有没有后来约翰威斯利？
We would not know if John Wesley would be saved.
如果没有他们的话，我们今天唱的诗歌里面恐怕好部分有一大部分都不见了。
And without them, we will lose a great portion of our hymns.
所以我们看见这是神在教会里面所做的非常奇妙的工作。
And so this is an amazing work that God did in the church.
那这里面有很多的故事，我们的时间已经没有了。
Now our time is short. We don't have time to go into
all the stories. 这里面就大家普通忽略的，普通你读历史你不大去注意它的。
You see, most of this is ignored when you study history.
你普通读官方的历史，你好像读不到这些东西。
And when you read the official church history, you don't find these things.
但是弟兄姊妹。圣灵的确在教会历史里面已经做了。
But God did this in church history.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，严格说来，摩尔维亚的教会应该是就是联合的弟兄们。
And strictly speaking, the Moravian church was the United Brothers.
但是现在大家称为新信道夫开始的，那个从东德开始的称他们做摩尔维亚的教会。
And but people usually call the work associated with Sinsendorf the Moravian.
其实这是主在东德所兴起的工作。
But this is really a new work raised up by God in East Germany.
那个后来影响了英国的复兴。
And this influenced the revival to occur in England.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在德国，神兴起了进前派。
And God raised the Pietists in Germany.
结果神在英国兴起了威斯利、约翰和查理·威斯利他们。
And in England, he raised up John and Charles Wesley.
因着借着他们就带进复兴的火把。
And through them, the Lord raised up revival.
结果神在欧洲做了一件空前的工作。
And God did something that was never seen before in Europe.
整个中国教会的历史。
Now the history of the Chinese church.
从寿上节开始。
From Brother John Song.
你看这么多年的工作，最早期的时候。
And you see the work at the very beginning.
你看见中国的教会完全是圣洁运动的影响。
And you see that the church in China was really from the holiness movement.
而这个圣洁的运动，实在说来是主在英国、在欧洲借着威斯利、约翰他们所点起来那个火。
You see the fire of the holiness movement was lit up by John and Charles Wesley.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，教会的历史太丰富了。
Now church history is so rich.
教会的复兴史也太丰富了。
And the revival history is so rich.
许多时候我们把它简化了。
Oftentimes we simplify them.
但如果我们注意这些点点滴滴的话。
But if we go pay attention to some of the details.
你就看见圣灵做了何等的工作。
And you see the marvelous work that the Holy Spirit has done.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
一点都不错。现在你看见哈该跟撒加利亚被主兴起来了。
You see how Haggai and Zechariah were raised by the Lord.
现在人在看见说，不是凭着才能，不是凭着势力，乃是靠着神的灵方能够成。
Now we know that not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit.
神的话不止真理，是生命，也是道路。
And God's word is not only the truth, but also life and the way.
我们今天就是骑在这些先人的肩膀上，我们才明白我们今天的圣经。
And today we're standing on these shoulders, on their shoulders, to understand God's word.
我们才会天天读圣经。
And we will read the Bible every day.
我们才会每年一年读一次的圣经。
And we will read the Bible once through each year.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在那里彼此有交通，这些弟兄姊妹，你看见都是神在教会历史里面所做的。
And you see, God has done this in history.
所以我们没有什么可骄傲的。
And so there's nothing that we can boast about.
我们几乎可以说每一样东西，今天我们所有的都是承受过来的。
And we have to say that we have inherited most of what we have from them.
他们流了鲜血，他们经过了许多的艰难。
You see, they went through much difficulty.
我们终于能看见神所给我们的这一切。
Now we see clearly what God has given us.
所以但愿主恩待我们。
And so may the Lord be gracious to us.
我们的话只好停在这里。
And we have to stop here today.
但是感谢主，我想这是个很好的时候，我们停住。
But I think we've stopped at a good place.
我们知道说圣灵在教会里面是怎么工作的。
And now we understand how the Holy Spirit worked in the church.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你把这些话赏给我们。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us your word.
我们恨我们不能说出你的工作于万一。
And Lord, we cannot fully describe your marvelous work.
但是我们的主，求你圣灵继续做工。
But we ask your Holy Spirit to continue your work in us.
虽然这个周末我们所看见的一点点。
Even though we have seen only a little this weekend.
叫我们能看见你在教会中的工作。
We see what you have done in the church.
我们也看见今天你在我们中间也要工作。
And Lord, we want to see how you are doing your work today in among us.
我们真是把敬拜爱戴都归给你。
We give you our love and our worship.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
聚会能散去，但你的同在一直随着我们。
Lord, the meeting would be gone, but your presence is always with us.
纪念你在这里的见证。
Lord, remember your testimony.
纪念你在这里的教会。
Remember your church in this place.
纪念你在这里还有一些剩下的人。
Remember your remnant.
主啊，但你同在。恩典启示丰富的与他们同在。
And Lord, may your presence and your grace be with us in fullness.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.